9 p.m., the birds are getting restless. The puppies are vying for sleeping space in a cage by the window. Ivan Rodriguez, owner of the Grand Street Pet Shop, rings up his last customer.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
If Ivan's store is lacking in live animals, he certainly has a lot of paintings of them. Portraits of dogs and birds line the pet shop walls. Ivan will hang around tonight because his 12-year-old daughter, Chastity, is having her first painting lesson. He has no idea how she'll take to it.
Well, I hope she comes out something nice because her mother hasn't been feeling good. Her mother's in the hospital, so I was hoping to bring the painting there. That's the idea.
For a few years now, Ivan has rented out the cramped back room where he keeps pet supplies to a painter, Bill Heinitz, and Bill has agreed to give Chastity a lesson in the Bob Ross painting style. Bill is the only certified Bob Ross instructor in Brooklyn. There are a couple hundred in the U.S. To earn their stripes, all survive a three-week training course. Bill begins every lesson with the same question.
You don't watch any of the Bob Ross shows, do you? On TV?
No. Chastity shakes her head no, although she's seen Bill's paintings around her father's store for years.
Because I've seen all the portraits in here. I want to see if I could do it too.
A second student, Val, has caught the show a few times, but her son, Jason, who sits across the room from her, never watched a minute of PBS. So Bill starts from the beginning.
I'm going to do this first. I'm just going to watch, okay? And then you're going to do, okay? Just pay attention and you have no problem, okay? We'll just take some paint, very little. Okay, we don't want a whole block. See, this paint's very fine here, okay? Take a little. I'm just going to just tap some of this paint.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to the Joy of Painting series. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to get out your old brushes and your oil paints and paint along with us each show.
The Joy of Painting debuted in 1983. For the first time, PBS viewers saw a smiling, afroed man with a whispering voice that wafted like wind over azure clouds.
Maybe in our world, there lives, does now. Just a happy little evergreen tree.
Bob Ross had taught himself to paint in the Army. He retired a master sergeant after 18 years and then went on the road to teach a style of painting he developed called the wet-on-wet technique. Not long after a PBS station in Indiana caught wind of him, Sergeant Ross would become the Mr. Rogers of oil painting.
But now think like a tree. Tree has limbs, it has little arms that live in here, and they're little individuals. They each have a personality.
The Joy of Painting remains the most popular art show on TV, watched by 80 million viewers all over the world. More than a media empire and art supply business, what Bob Ross left behind is a way of making art that people like Bill Heinitz swear by.
I'll show you. Step one is applying the liquid white, okay? We're going to take a two-inch brush, okay? Now, we're going to apply this very thin on the canvas, okay?
Bill starts his class with something that Bob always skipped over in the TV episodes. It's a crucial step to understanding the Ross magic. He has his students cover their canvas with liquid white paint.
Okay, just put some on.
The idea is that the white base will blend with the colors you add on top to create those trademark soft, hazy seascapes and misty mountaintops. Soon, Chastity has what begins to look like a sunset.
See how nice and soft this blends? See, you get the nice orange color in here. See? That's what we call it, the joy of painting these happy accidents that happen right in here.
Maybe. The little stick lives right here. See? There he is. There he is. You knew he was there.
Watching his hands, every movement, that's how I taught myself. He felt like a second father to me.
Bill Heinitz started painting in 1990. That year, he suffered a massive aneurysm and amazingly survived. Paralyzed on his left side, he was confined to his house for 3 months.
Yeah, I was sitting down and I was just flicking the channels and I seen this on. I said, oh, you know, let me watch this art show, you know. That looks interesting.
This is your world on this piece of canvas and you could do anything that your heart desires here.
That was it. Absolutely. You know, my wife says, well, why don't you do it? You know, I'm like, I don't know. She goes, come on, I'll buy it for you for a Christmas present, you know. So she ordered from a Sears catalog, the Master Kit.
You have absolute and total power. This is the only place in the world I have any power. But here I'm the dictator. Boy, I can do anything here. Anything. And you can too.
You know, that's when I started. He gave me this recovery. That's why when he passed away in 95, I was like, You know, I was like, oh man, you know, I've lost something special.
Isn't that easy? We have a happy little reflection.
When he gets started, forget it. Oh my God. This is a typical Bob Ross class, bunch of animals.
Although Bill's class in the pet shop doesn't have the same narcotic effect of his mentor, the outcome is the same. The three students finish their landscapes in about 2 hours, their first ever. These are, in essence, the same painting. Imagine you've walked through a forest, come upon a clearing, and in the distance is a lake, behind it, a mountain. Bob Ross never fell into the trap of debating whether these idyllic nature scenes were or were not art. Their sole purpose is to spread the joy of painting, clearly evident in Ivan's face as he surveys his daughter's first work of art.
Nah, this? You did this?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Like it?
This is gorgeous.
Did she do a good job, Ivan?
She really did that about yourself. You.
Yeah, I had some help by him.
Yeah.
Oh, but she did very good. First painting.
Very good.
It's hard.
Oh, this is gorgeous. So what are we going to do with it?
Hang it up.
Right?
You going to hang it up?
Yeah.
You going to show it to mommy?
Yeah.
Going to bring it there, right?
Yeah.
Like, we could sell this right now, $50, right?
Maybe
we'll make our money back, right? You want to sell it?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
That's
my first painting.
For Studio 360, this is Jad Abumrad in Brooklyn.